Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited to be back again. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from our Sunday morning service at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We want to invite you out Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. When we left off on Tuesday, our guest, Melissa, she had shared how we must move from fear to faith, from resistance to renewal.
Yes.
And we've been in Acts studying chapter 11, and we're looking at an encounter that Peter had with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And in the text, if you have a New King James version of the Bible, you see that the words that were spoken to him are in red. So that signifies that those are the words of Jesus in the translation. So we also know that Peter, he had to go through his own period of time prior to this, when Jesus was still here among him in the earth, that he resisted, right? We know that Peter, he denied even knowing Christ three times. He was resistant, but then he was renewed when he was restored back on to Jesus. So here, God is asking him, the Lord is asking him to extend the same grace. You know, at once he may have felt disqualified because of the way that he resisted Jesus, and he may have felt disqualified because of that, but he was renewed, he was restored. And now he's being asked to extend that same grace to another group of people that were different from him, that he had prejudice toward.
That's right.
So the same grace that we have received from the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to extend to others, no matter what classification we put them in our own carnal thinking.
And the thing that we can learn here, God will put us, God is so looking for the word here. God is so merciful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is merciful towards us. His tender mercy is towards us. And he loves us unconditionally. God loves us all unconditionally. He cares about all of us. And when we are in our ignorant ways, he gently help us out of it. Because Peter was in his ignorant way here, and God gently helped him out of it so we can see. And that's why we as Christians, born again, we always have to pray, Lord, open my eyes that I will see your truth, Lord. Lord, open my ears that I will hear your voice and soften my heart to accept what you hear. So I have to have the faith so I can make the change. I have to have the faith that this is God, and we see in this in Acts chapter 11, it was all God. It was God leading Peter to renewal, to something brand new, so that he could do great things. And in 2026, we have to pray and ask God to help us so we can embrace change. And we have to pray and ask God to give us the ability to let go some whole ideas, man. You know, don't hold on to them. Peter, God is saying to Peter, let go that whole idea you have. So you show it to him. That whole thoughts you have, let it go. Let it go. I have something better here. Embrace this here. I want you to walk this way. And so in 2026, I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but you might hold on to some things that you need to make change. You know, Change is good. Sometimes I mean, I'm not going to change. Bless God. Yeah, because we are so comfortable. But God is always taking out of our comfort zone. He always moving us from one level to another level. And every level requires more and more faith and more trust. And so I'll encourage all the listeners to allow God to lead you in 2026 and lead you out of the familiar way that you know to some new ways. They're good.
Peter was met with this resistance in Acts chapter 11, starting at verse 2. It says, and when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went into uncircumcised men and ate with them. But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning. So the verses that are coming are going back. It's like a rewind.
Yes.
And it's showing what happened before Peter met this resistance. So he meets this resistance from the people. They're questioning, you know, what were you doing? Why were you doing it? You know, questioning his motives, coming at him like he did something wrong. But God had already prepared him for that. How did the Lord prepare him? Through a vision.
Yes.
Then through an encounter. He had an experience. He responded to the vision. He had a vision, and then he had an actual encounter. He had an actual experience with people. And then it came to pass that God wanted to cross over from just this one elite group of people, as so they thought.
Yeah.
And he wanted to spread his spirit. He wanted to spread his grace. He wanted to spread his impact onto many. So before Peter is met here with his resistance from the people, God already prepared him to have a ready approach or a ready perspective or a ready foundation to be able to come against the resistance. So, you know, we have to make sure that we are truly hearing from God. And when we are hearing from God, then we must build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Being with God, practicing with God, because when things become public, we want to make sure that we're ready, that we can really articulate what God said. Sometimes we release things too soon and we haven't taken that time to go over the plan with God and to be able to move and build our confidence with God. And then we release ideas too soon to the public and into the opinions of others, and they just trample it right out.
Yes.
Because we're not ready. We haven't done that development with the Lord. So Peter, he had that time of development with the Lord. Then he had this time of development through his perspective and his mindset to be able to break up that that hard mindset. Pastor teaches about the concrete, the mindset being like set concrete. If you want to change your mind, then all that has to be broken up. All that old way of thinking has to be broken up, and all that rubble has to be removed in order for the new mindset to take place. But he had this time where he saw this vision, and then in verse 6 he said, when I observed it intently and considered.
Yes.
And that's the part we miss. God's trying to show us something and we don't observe it intently. And we don't consider it. We just blow it off.
Yes.
And stick with the old.
Yeah. That's not for me.
Yeah. Not for me.
That is not for me.
That's for them.
That's for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're Gentiles. It's impossible for Gentiles to understand the word of God. It's impossible for the Gentiles to receive the Holy Spirit like us.
Old mindset.
Yes, it's the old mindset.
Yeah.
They can't.
And then feeling elite to the other group. Oh, well,
that's
they
right.
can't.
Yes.
They're inferior.
Yes.
They're not going to. You know, it says that God, he is not a respecter of person, that he does all things without partiality. He's not just reserving for a certain person or a certain group of people. It's for all who will come to him, all who will believe.
And that's why John chapter 3 and verse 16 is so powerful. John 3, verse 16 is a very powerful that tells us, because it's talking about people in the world, the multitude, the billions of people that live. That verse applies to the billions of people that live in earth. John chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not to one particular group of people, but all people. That's why it says, for God so loved what?
the world.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Billion. Mm-hmm. That he gave his only son. And watch now. In that group of people are the whosoever's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not one group. Mm-hmm. It is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the same opportunity. Mm-hmm. We got to see John chapter 3 verse 16. What it is saying. We all have equal opportunity in there. Mm-hmm. But not all of us going to accept it. Mm-hmm. So he says, whosoever in the people group, whosoever believe, mm-hmm. whosoever believe, get it. Mm-hmm. So God did not send his son to one particular group. Mm-hmm. He sent his son to the world. And in the world, whosoever, mm-hmm. you get that? Yep. Whosoever mm-hmm. accept that, God eternal life. And I'm glad that I'm a whosoever.
Yeah, but if we don't believe, then we won't receive the change.
Right. Yeah.
If we don't believe. So it's available, but we have to believe
yeah.
in order to act in it. We're not going to act on anything that we do not believe.
That's right.
But when we fully believe something, we act on it. Change comes. If you believe there's $1 million buried in your front yard, you're going to do something. You're not going to wait for the perfect weather. You're going to go out right when you believe and start digging up that yard to see, well, where is that $1 million?
Yeah.
When you believe, you do things different. And you're not waiting on the opinions of people or the weather to line up. When you believe, you do.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. You're not looking at time.
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing intensely mm-hmm. that $1 million is in that ground. You're not worried about time. Your focus is intensely mm-hmm. on the fact mm-hmm. that you believe that if you work hard enough, if you dig hard enough, you'll mm-hmm. find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to intensely consider the word of God and hear what he says and then be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad how you brought that back out from verse 1 and 2 to see why Peter gave the explanation why he was with the uncircumcision mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Why he was. He was converted. He said, look, I didn't just jump and go join those people.
Yeah.
I heard God.
It wasn't his idea.
It was not my idea. Yeah. You know, it was not my idea. I love that, man. It was not my idea. Let me explain it to you. You know,
yeah.
This is what happened. Yes.
Yeah. So we have to make sure we're not acting on our ideas, but yeah. we're acting on God's ideas.
Yeah.
You know, God's will, God's ways done his way will always have his supply. When we do things God's way, he will always bring forth his supply. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument. Until I lay my head, I will sing. good.